Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. On the program, I have Edwin Garcia. He is the host of the Sky and the Shy podcast. The podcast is dedicated to highlighting the WNBA Chicago Sky. On the program, we discuss the 2020 Chicago Sky season, the 2021 season thus far. We also talk about the new addition to the team, Candace Parker, and so much more. Edwin is coming up after the break. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Robinson Show.
Wake up with Wendy's $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Our small seasoned potatoes with your choice of classic breakfast sandwich, all for just $3. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions. Breakfast Baconator excluded.
If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
Ese último McNugget me toca a mí porque soy la mayor.
¿Y eso qué tiene que ver?
Los mayores se respetan.
Eso no existe, ¿cierto, mamá?
Ya, quédense tranquilas. Aquí hay otra cajita de McNuggets.
Respeto, ¿viste?
No hay rivalidad cuando hay McNuggets, tío.
Hay un deal para cada salida familiar en McDonald's. Compra uno de tus favoritos, como unos McNuggets de 10 piezas, una Big Mac, una Quarter Pounder with Cheese o un Filet-O-Fish y te llevas otro por $1. Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. Válido para un producto de igual o menor valor.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired fitness celebrity Billy Blanks.
Okay, everybody. Our car just got a broken windshield. How about we blow off some steam? Now punch. Now kick.
Mr. Blanks, there's no need to be stressed. GEICO makes it easy to file a claim online, on the app, or over the phone.
Yeah, but what if I never hear back? That's going to make me want to go jab and jab.
Nope. Your GEICO claims team is always there for you.
Okay, do I still get my post-workout protein shake?
Sure, Billy. GEICO, great service without all the drama.
Five.
Think you're busy? You've never met Jessica, mother of six. I'm the dedicated Pella window and door advisor Jessica called when she knew it was time to replace her drafty old windows and take advantage of the limited time sale. We make the process simple. From product selection through installation, we've sold over 5 million replacement windows and doors, so we know a thing or two.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
That's the sound of one of my favorite customers ever. His name's Jeremy. His dad, Frank, called me when it was time to replace their drafty old windows and to take advantage of our limited time sale. As a dedicated Pella advisor, I make getting new windows and doors simple. And when it comes to installation, nobody does it like Pella. Our local team can typically install in just a day.
Elevate the look of your home with specials from Pella Windows and Doors of Baton Rouge. Visit BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore to learn more. That's BatonRougeWindowSales.com/explore.
At Dietz & Watson, we've been crafting premium meats and artisan cheeses for over 80 years, so we know a thing or two about making lunchtime delicious. Whether you're craving smoky, spicy, or sweet, we've got what you need to create the perfect sandwich. There's something for everyone in the family, plus plenty of protein-packed snacks. Head to DietzandWatson.com to find a local retailer near you. Dietz & Watson, it's a family thing. Premium meats and artisan cheeses since 1939.
week.
If you've got a personal auto insurance question, you could talk to a cab driver, although the policies he recommends might include avoiding the interstate, beating traffic by taking the back roads, and only making left turns when absolutely necessary. Or you could talk to your local GEICO agent, whose policy is to use their expertise to navigate your insurance, finding the best route to help you save money on insurance for your home, car, and more. And as an added bonus, you'll be able to avoid traffic jams and potholes entirely. To find a GEICO agent near you, visit geico.com/local.
Hello, this is your apartment. I need some favors from you. Your cat keeps rubbing against the kitchen island, and I can't return the favor. Can you give her extra pets for me? After that, could you bundle your renters and car insurance with GEICO? We could save money, and it's easy to do online. And one last thing. Could you leave the TV on during the day? I need to catch up on my soaps.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
One who can step out and shoot. Everybody can stretch the floor for Mike Tebow. Plays off the mark there. Chicago Sky getting used to kind of this new team as that last preseason game against the Fever in which they won. That was the first time that Candace Parker touched the floor for the Sky. They dump it off to her, topper to Sky. And there's, he has had some back issues and surgeries over the last few years, but Mike Tebow was encouraged by how she came in physically. And you're right, she can stretch the floor. She's exactly what their offense called for. Parker stepping out for three and knocking it down. Well, Candace Parker, third overall pick by the Sky back in 2018, turned pro as a junior. And one of the important pieces to this offense, but also defensively as well, looking to see her step things up on that end of the floor. We know what she could do offensively. Copper, who's coming off a breakout season, is able to... And she had a full stat line, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 blocks.
Also, Tiffany Hayes again with the rock, trying to get Elizabeth Williams involved, but that's tipped away by the Sky. Diamond DeShield doing what she does best, leading the charge in transition to 2 for the Sky.
We're talking about 6-footers on the wing, so they can, you can throw it up a little bit to them as well.
That shot no good, but it's the cleanup on the boards underneath, hoping to see if they can clean it up tonight, but that is not a good start. And then turnover by Kennedy Carter, and none other, to the basket.
Screen by Courtney Williams. And good play execution. Those are the kind of things you're happy about if you're Mike Peterson. How did Ruthie Heber find that angle, though?
All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. That audio that you heard was courtesy of ESPN and the WNBA. That was the Chicago Sky in action with Candace Parker doing her thing against the Washington Mystics back on May the 15th. And also that was action from the Sky beating the Atlanta Dream on May the 19th. And to talk more Chicago Sky basketball from the WNBA, we're going to talk to a gentleman that is the host of a podcast called Sky in the Shy, which is dedicated to all things content related with the WNBA Chicago Sky. Let's welcome him to the program, Edwin Garcia. Hello, Edwin. How's everything?
Everything's good. How's your morning starting?
It's going pretty well. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So let's get right to it. Before we jump into the 2021 Chicago Sky season, let's go back to last season. It was a difficult year for not just in the WNBA, for all of us, in a period of adjustment, dealing with the pandemic and the wobble. The WNBA bubble had happened, but nevertheless, the 2020 season for the Chicago Sky, they made things happen. They wound up going to the playoffs. They lost in the first round to the Connecticut Sun. Edwin, I want to ask you, despite of all things that happened in 2020, kind of give me your take on your thoughts on the Sky season throughout 2020.
Yeah, well, I thought it started off pretty strong. The team was playing well. I believe at one point they were near the top, the 3 seed. But then injuries came into play. Trades were made. I know Gentle Valander was traded, needing another big. And then Diamond DeShields and Azura Stevens, who are two key rotation players on the team. They left the bubble early for personal reasons, and that really hurt the team because that made the team even more, the roster lineup and the rotations shrunk down. And I think by that point, it just really became a struggle for the team to really reach its maximum potential. I did think their maximum potential could have been, if not a championship, then right there in contention. And I think when those moves happened and those players left, it just left the team in a spot where they had to struggle with what they had left. You know, the bubble was very hard, according to everyone who experienced it, and that just made it harder on the team to try to be successful. And they did the best they could. They did make the playoffs, and as you said, they were bounced out pretty quickly. But I thought the team had a lot of great potential. I think 2019 was very good, and they lost to a very good Las Vegas Aces team in a heartbreaker in the final shots there with Jerika Hamby hitting that killer three. So I think this team was ready to try to avenge that last year, and unfortunately injuries and the bubble situation just made it harder to accomplish that.
Yeah, I want to stay with the 2020 season for a moment. You mentioned, of course, Diamond DeShields. She wasn't there in the bubble last year, but one person that made her presence felt was Courtney Vandersloot. She set the all-time WNBA record for assists per game, and she broke her own record from the 2019 season. Just kind of give me your thoughts on how important Courtney is to the Sky franchise.
Oh, she's everything. She's the point guard, as they call her, on the team and in the NBA, in the WNBA, really, in general. Yeah, I mean, like you said, assist leader, you're breaking your own records and setting them for the entire league. She's the heart and soul of the team. She runs the offense and still does this year. I know we'll get into this season later. She's 100% the person in charge. She's the floor general. She's been that way for years, and she dictates the offense, especially in James Wade's offense, at least in years past. The ball really does move around. It really is about let's get the best shot for whoever we can get the best shot for. And that you need a really good playmaking point guard who's going to be able to dictate that and pass the ball where it needs to go so that way they can play an unselfish style of basketball and really get the best high percentage shot possible. And thanks to having a player like Courtney Vandersloot, it makes that job that much easier for everyone else on the team.
All right. And again, you know, Edwin, as you mentioned so eloquently, Courtney Vandersloot is everything to the team, and rightfully so. So let's move along now to the 2021 season. Big season. I mean, Edwin, the Sky really hit the jackpot after 13 seasons with the Los Angeles Sparks. Candace Parker returns home to the Chicagoland area, and she signs with the Chicago Sky, expressing her desires to end her career near her hometown. We don't know if this is going to be her last year, but nevertheless, so far so good. Kind of give me your thoughts when you heard that the reigning Defensive Player of the Year was going to be signing with the Sky.
Right away, I'm thinking championship. That's what I think. The ceiling became maybe they can contend and maybe win. So I think we're close to that's the expectation. We're not quite there yet. I think the national story is still, oh, the Sky are really good. And in my opinion, I think they're going to be championship contenders right at the top. And so far with the play they've had, that's shown out. She only played in the opening game. She played great, had 16 points, 8 rebounds, I believe, 3 assists. She was sharing that responsibility with Courtney Vandersloot of running the offense, which I've never seen with the Chicago Sky team. It's always been Courtney Vandersloot runs the offense and just get good shots for teammates. But recently, at least in the first game, there's a little bit more of the sharing of that responsibility where sometimes Parker would get the ball at the top of the key and she'll be making some of those main decisions. And it worked out really well. They won the first game really easily, and she played incredible. It's always great. The best case scenario for a team is you just pay the best player and add them to the roster. They didn't have to trade anybody away, didn't have to lose any of their debt. They just paid her salary, and she was on the team. So as soon as I heard that she was coming, I knew it was going to be big, and I think anyone who's interested in watching the Chicago Sky should be very excited having Candace Parker back in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, rightfully so. I mean, Candace Parker, a two-time league MVP, and again, she's the reigning Defensive Player of the Year. That definitely, as you said, 2019 and 2020 and the bubble were good seasons basketball-wise for the Sky, but now that really puts them in championship consideration, as you said, Edwin. Let's stay now with this 2021 team. They drafted a big woman, Natasha Mack, the rookie out of Oklahoma State, and they also drafted Shyla Hill out of Australia. I want to ask you, we know Shyla is currently still playing in Australia. How long will it be before we see her put on a Sky uniform?
Well, it should be soon. She was recently she was having visa issues again with the pandemic and everything. Everything just moves a little slower. It's a little more frustrating to do anything, essentially, as we all know. In our day-to-day lives, we're not living them the way we did in 2019. And visa situations, international issues are the same. I know she's just recently officially came to America, and she has practiced with the team. So I'm not sure when she'll literally be cleared and actually see the floor. But it should be soon now that she's cleared and she's in the station. She is training with the team. So hopefully she can get some play in the next couple weeks or so.
Give me your thoughts on the other draft pick, Natasha Mack, her performance thus far in this part of the season.
Right. So, yes, she's had ups and downs because she was temporarily released early on during the training camp when they had to reduce the team to 11 roster spots, and she was let go temporarily, but she was just brought back on. So I didn't see much of the preseason because, as many people know, there wasn't really any TV access to the preseason games. They were all done behind closed doors. The only game that anyone actually saw was the Indiana Fever game, but that was only if you were in attendance at the stadium. There wasn't any broadcast. So there hasn't been too much footage that we've seen from her playing and being integrated with the team during training camp or in any in-game action. But now that she's back on the roster, hopefully she'll make an appearance soon, especially with Dolson out right now because she has Team USA responsibilities. So that opens up another roster spot and that opens up some minutes in those positions. So hopefully we can see some more Natasha Mack. I'm looking forward to it. She seems to have a good attitude. She seems to be a good vocal leader. She's young. She's hungry. And with a team that has championship aspirations, there's nothing wrong with having some youth there that really wants to show that it belongs in the league and wants to contribute.
All right. And speaking of championship aspirations, we talked about Courtney Vandersloot and how important she is to the team. But also we've got some other great stars on the team, such as Allie Quigley and Ruthie Hebbard and also Kalia Copper. They have been big so far this season. Just kind of give me your thoughts on those players.
Yeah, Kalia Copper, you know, I was on that bandwagon around 2019, and I think some people thought I was, maybe a homer about it. They were like, what do you see? But really, it was her European play. She was playing overseas in 2018, and she was really playing well. And I it's not always a one-to-one because it's different leagues and things like that. You can't really take information from another league and automatically transfer it. But I saw a lot of really promising potential. At that time, she only played like 5-6 minutes a game. So it was hard to see it, but I did see it. She came back to the WNBA after that season was over, and she started playing really good. And then last year, she took another step. And this year, now she's starting, and she looks like the fastest player on the court. So Kalia Copper's really developed over the last 2 or 3 years with James Wade. And to the point now that she's a starter, she's a star, and people are starting to notice she's explosive and she can get to the basket and she's scoring and she's been playing great. Quigley's always been great. She's been a veteran. She's won the three-point contest a few years back. There was one run where she scored, I don't even know how many points, like 7, 8, 9, 10 threes in a row in the three-point contest. So she's a great shooter. She's hit a lot of clutch shots, and she's coming off the bench, at least right now. That's how the setup of the team is with Kalia Copper taking that starting role. It's put Quigley on the bench, but she's played well in the game she played, the opening game she played. She seems to adjust to that role pretty well, and she's got a lot of chemistry, obviously, with Courtney Vandersloot, the starting point guard, and they played a lot together. So that's gone really well. And Ruthie Hebert had her a big start a couple days ago when she had a double-double. She played 30 minutes, which I think that might be the most she's ever played because her rookie year she contributed, but not as much. Again, she also developed a lot overseas this past offseason. She was playing really, really well, and especially for a rookie who didn't play as much in the W, it's good that she got significant time overseas because hopefully that gave her confidence. It definitely gave her more playing time in a professional environment, and now she's back with the team, and she's starting to see the fruits of that labor.
All right, and again, as you mentioned earlier, I mean, a lot of those stars on that team definitely giving the Sky what they need in order to go ahead to the next level and possibly get a championship. I want to talk more about, actually, right before the season had started, the Sky had traded Gabby Williams to the Los Angeles Sparks in exchange for Stephanie Watts. I want to ask you, what was the meaning behind that trade?
Oh, that's a big kind of worms there with Gabby Williams. I don't know all the details. I think only the people who were directly involved know all the details. I think, to my understanding, there was a bit of an issue with her wanting to play international basketball as we're set to have the Olympics if all goes well, and the requirements that would take away from the team, and that was a bit of a contention on could that be possible while still contributing. Again, there's not that many roster spots in the WNBA. Normally there's 12, and the Sky, because of cap and salary issues, they can only have 11. So to have a few players out, you know, Dolson's going to miss some time as well, playing a 3-on-3 if USA qualifies for the Olympics in that 3-on-3 basketball tournament. So having a couple players missing is really going to hurt when you already have one spot missing automatically due to salary cap restrictions. So it seems like those conversations led to a dialogue about her either not playing this season or being traded. And then there was a lot of rumors during the NBA WNBA draft that she was going to be traded. Now, she wasn't traded then, but there was a lot of noise. And when there's that much noise, there probably is some validity to it. And then, of course, preseason started, and next thing you know, she's no longer on the roster. She's temporarily suspended, and then she's traded to the Sparks for Watts, as you mentioned. So there were some cryptic tweets from Gabby Williams about, you know, trusting people and kind of what happened. And then James Wade didn't want to talk about it after. The next day, there was a media availability, and he really didn't want to talk about it. And then the narrative became they did Gabby Williams wrong. And then when the narrative became that, James Wade was a little more open about, let me talk about it. Let's break it down, because that's not what happened. So and then Gabby Williams hasn't really, like, clarified or backed up what he said or anything like that. So there's a lot of he said, she said, what really happened. I think personally, my opinion on the situation was, I don't think Gabby Williams ever really fit into James Wade's system. She's a forward, and then he said she needs to be more of a point guard, and she was trying to learn that position. I think that was a tough transition for her. I'm still not sure if that's the right move. I think she could be a small forward in this league. We'll see. It'll be very interesting next year when Derek Fisher implements her in the Sparks. What position does he see her at, and what can she grow in? But I think her role continues to get reduced with the team. And then with this whole issue with wanting to play with France in the Olympics and the timing of that, it became more of a situation where they tended to part ways. So I'm definitely rooting for Gabby Williams whenever she does play with the LA Sparks and when she plays internationally, except, of course, against Team USA, if that ever comes up. But, unfortunately, it just didn't work out, and the trade happened. And I would love to hear more information about it from Gabby Williams herself if she ever feels like sharing that.
Wow, it's, you know, Edwin, it's always a very sticky situation when you have things going on like that. As you mentioned about there was issues, like you said, she always had a strong desire to play internationally, and it's a he said, she said type of situation. And, you know, it's always so many moving parts in situations like this. And we do, as you, I want to reiterate what you said earlier, wish her the best of luck in WNBA and international play as well. I want to stay with Gabby for a moment. You mentioned that she loves playing internationally. She has a deep affinity for playing international basketball. In your opinion, what are the differences between the WNBA and women's basketball overseas?
So I think there's a lot of differences. One, it's a little more complicated because there are different leagues. As you can imagine, in USA we have our one league, the WNBA, right? And in Europe, just imagine all the countries you know in Europe, and you know, parts of Asia and et cetera, the other side of the world, right? Pretty much every country has its own league. So that means there's different qualities in those leagues. So that's part of the European and the international aspect that's a little tricky to figure out. Now, if anyone knows how European soccer works, European basketball works very similar because there's FIFA for soccer and FIBA for basketball. And so one thing to do if this is like something anyone wants to get into, I recommend just watching EuroLeague Women, because that kind of covers all the champions from each of the main countries, and they play in a tournament within itself, kind of like they do in a Champions League in soccer. So I think that's the easiest way to kind of understand it and see how it works. That particular competition, I think, is some of the most intense in basketball, period, because high intensity is all the champions from all the surrounding countries, and a lot of WNBA talent is in there. And there's also a lot of international talent that we may be unfamiliar with. I think the difference in Europe, and necessarily just in general, is just the offensive schemes are a little bit different. The sets they run are a little bit different. There's sometimes a little bit more space. They seem to play a little bit more open, which the WNBA has been doing a lot more of. And then there's officiating changes and things like that are a little bit different. There are some teams that are extremely stacked, like UMCC from Russia has, I think, like 8 WNBA players on it. It's just one of the hardest. I think they would win the WNBA title. It's kind of impossible because they have players like Stewie and Courtney Vandersloot and Ellie Quigley and Brittany Griner on that team, so it's extremely stacked. So it literally couldn't happen in the WNBA because we have WNBA players on that team. But there's some really stiff competition in Europe. I do definitely think most players play there because of that and because, obviously, you know, there's good compensation and things of that nature. So, yeah, those are some of the differences in European basketball. And that's why it's hard to translate it, because sometimes there's competition that's that stacked. But also on the bottom part of it, it might be a little bit weaker than the WNBA, depending on what league you play and depending on what team you have. It might be competition that doesn't really match the WNBA. But at its height, it absolutely is right there, competitive, and it's really great experience, especially for younger players who aren't getting significant playing time in the W.
All right, I want to stay with Gabby for a moment, because you mentioned about her having a strong desire to play for France. Does she have French ancestry? Are her parents from France, or does she have like some type of ancestry as her goal as in regards to expressing a desire to play for France, representing France in the Olympics?
Yeah, she's an American French player, so I believe it's on her parents' side. I'm not sure which one of her parents it is, because I know she has dual citizenship. I'm not sure exactly from where that is. And also, she's played a lot in France, so she has a strong affinity for French. She knows how to speak very much fluent French, and she's played on French teams in Europe over her career. So I think all those reasons are reasons why she's inspired to play for France and to play in the Olympics this year, which is obviously a tremendous accomplishment. And I think that's one of the reasons why she really wants to do it. I haven't actually heard her say that specifically, but it just seems like that would be an amazing notch on her resume to say, I'm an Olympian and I played for France in the Olympics and contributed in that way. It's something that, you know, not everyone can say they've done. And in a career that's already been so successful, it would be another thing she can add to her accomplishments and her achievements.
All right, fair enough. All right, well, let's move along now to where we currently are, Edwin, with the with the 2021 WNBA season, the 25th season, and currently in the Eastern Conference, where the Chicago Sky play in. For the moment, the Connecticut Sun and the New York Liberty are both tied for first place with their records. They're undefeated as this interview is airing. They're both tied for first place in the Eastern Conference, followed by Chicago is third, and then you've got Atlanta, Washington, and then Indiana at the bottom three. And then in the Western Conference, you're currently Dallas is the top seed, followed by Phoenix, and then Las Vegas and then Seattle are both next, followed by L.A. and then Minnesota. Going forward, you know, again, we've talked about this year's roster with Candace Parker, also Shyla Hill, whenever she decides to play this year, depending on what happens, you know, during the pandemic and things of that nature. Going forward, how do you see Chicago matching up against the defending champion Seattle Storm and a team like Las Vegas that has a big front court with Liz Cambage and the reigning MVP Asia Wilson and the sixth woman of the year De'Erica Hamby? How do you see them matching up with those teams as well as the rest of the league?
Those matchups are always intense. The Las Vegas Aces games with the Sky the last 2 years have been really close. They've been really even, even in losses or victories. It's been always a handful of points, you know, 5-6 point games. So I'm expecting the games this year to be just as competitive. I think the Sky now added that piece they needed in Candace Parker, because before, even though it was great that they had so much versatility in moving the ball and just getting the best shot, when games were close, I always wondered, well, who's going to actually get the ball here? Because I legitimately did not know, because they're so good at balancing it. It just felt like it would go to whatever the open person was. And that's kind of hard to do, especially in the playoffs when it gets a little bit more intense and a little tighter. You kind of need someone who can just grab the ball and say, okay, let's spread it out, and I'm going to get us that bucket. And I felt like the Sky didn't really have that before. But now with Candace Parker, they definitely have that. The answer is you give Candace Parker the ball at the top of the key, and if she wants a screen, you give her a screen. If not, she tries to go 1v1. If they double, maybe she passes to an open shooter, and that's the strategy. And before, I don't think they had a player of that ilk. So I think that's going to really be the difference maker, and that's going to take some of those potential losses against the Storm or the Aces and flip them into wins. So she's going to be the factor. She's going to be the one who, when the games get tight, has to make those plays, and I believe she will. And that's why I think they're definitely going to be a threat this year, because they have a player like that who can take them over the hump in those close situations.
All right, and it definitely, man, this is going to be shaping up to be one heck of a season. Of course, we've got the defending champion Seattle Storm with Jewel Lloyd and, of course, Sue Bird, and then you've got Brianna Stewart and Katie Lou Samuelson, followed by Las Vegas. And also you've got the Dallas Wings, a young team, you know, with Charlie Collier, who a lot of people expect to be the runaway to win the Rookie of the Year award, and the Phoenix Mercury, outstanding. So many great teams to look forward to in this year's WNBA season. All right, so Edwin, since you covered Sky and the Shy, I got to ask you, how far do you see the Sky going in this season and going into the playoffs?
I think if they stay healthy, which that's always the big question. They didn't stay healthy last year, but I think if they stay healthy, they have as good a chance as anybody to win the championship. I expect them to be there at the end, and I think they have a really great shot at winning. I honestly do. It'll all come down to if they can stay healthy. If they can stay healthy with this roster, there isn't a team they couldn't beat.
Who do you see them playing in the championship?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it would be probably the Aces. That's who I think. They've been close a few times. We know that they got very close last year. And I think this year adding Cam Bage, who can now play all season, I think that they're going to be there at the end.
Yeah, Las Vegas is definitely going to be tough this year when you add Liz into the mix as well. And, of course, the reigning MVP, Asia Wilson, and put De'Erica Hamby in the mix. And Kelsey Plum, man, that team is full of stars. All right, well, Edwin, thank you so much once again for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. Tell everybody what you do as the host of the Sky and the Shy podcast.
Yes, I'm a podcast, Sky and the Shy. It's available on Spotify, Apple, on YouTube, anywhere you find podcasts. And essentially, I break down what's been happening with the team, recap some of the games, the news that's happened in between podcasts, and just kind of make it a one-stop shop where you can just get all the information, everything you've missed, and also look ahead at what's happening in between the shows and what's happening with the team moving forward.
All right, and then again, tell everybody where they can find Sky and the Shy. Again, once again, tell everybody where they can find the Sky and the Shy podcast, as well as where they can find Sky and the Shy on social media, where they can find you on social media, and any websites that you have. Let the listeners know that as well.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, so just look up Sky and the Shy Pod on Sky and the Shy podcast on Spotify, Apple, and on YouTube. My YouTube channel is called eCreates88, and the podcast episodes are also there in case you want to see some videos along with the audio. It's all available there. My websites are skyandtheshy.wordpress.com, and I also do some Lakers coverage, so I'm really busy this time of the year right now. With a website called LakersTakes.wordpress.com. And it's the same thing, just from the Lakers perspective, and obviously the other one is for the Chicago Sky perspective. And you can follow me on Twitter at SkyInTheShy. Same thing, I'm just talking about the games. I'm usually live tweeting the games when they're happening, kind of giving my opinions on it. And then on my website, I'm doing feature articles, weekly news roundups, and game recaps. After every game, I post up an article on what happens and how it looks moving forward.
Fair enough, and you heard it from, he is Edwin Garcia. He is the host of the Sky and the Shy podcast, giving you everything that you need to know about what's currently going on with the WNBA Chicago Sky. Check him out on the various social media platforms where you can get your information about the podcast, any information on the website. Edwin, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be on the program. If ever you want to come back on, just feel free to let us know.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. We'll be back with more right after this.
Cloud finds her on the wing. She's wanting to step out and shoot. Everybody can stretch the floor for Mike Tebow. Plays off the mark there. Chicago Sky getting used to kind of this new team as that last preseason game against the Fever in which they won. That was the first time that Candace Parker touched the floor for the Sky. They dump it off to her. Topper to Sky. And he has had some back issues and surgeries over the last few years, but Mike Tebow was encouraged by how she came in physically. And you're right, she can stretch the floor. She's exactly what they're...
Tiffany Hayes again with the rock, trying to get Elizabeth Williams involved, but that's tipped away by the Sky. Diamond DeShield doing what she does best, leading the charge in transition. Quick two for the Sky.
We're talking about six-footers on the wing, so you can throw it up a little bit.
This is your new home, speaking. I know you haven't moved in yet, but I need some favors. Could you dust the blinds? The dust makes me feel dusty. Also, we could save a lot of money if you bundled your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's super easy to do online or over the phone. Last favor, when you move in, could you stick to one aesthetic? The last owner had a weird mix of floral wallpaper and nautical tchotchkes, and I can't have another identity crisis.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Start your morning fresh with Wendy's $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Choose between a classic sausage, egg, and cheese or classic bacon, egg, and cheese. Then pair that breakfast sandwich with a small seasoned potatoes for just $3. So ditch the pre-made and start your day with made to order. Choose Wendy's and start fresh with a $3 Classic Breakfast Deal. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Limited time only during breakfast hours. U.S. price and participation may vary. No substitutions.
All right, everybody. Once again, we'd like to send a big special thank you to Edwin Garcia, the host of the Sky and the Shy podcast. The podcast is dedicated to highlighting the WNBA Chicago Sky. Check out his stuff on Twitter at Sky in the Shy, and also check out his Patreon and YouTube pages as well. Got some great content, and that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson, and remember, put God first in everything you do, and you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. Peace.